Withahickon Creek. First the fear of falling, then the names forgotten. Near the end, my father's mind like a shorting motor, arcing and sparking. When once an ancient blunder suddenly recalled could make him snap his fingers in anguish, now for a term he lives a life which endlessly reinvents itself, nothing remembered, every second new, alien, unrecognizable. He battles it a while with baffled grace, greets as best he can the unknown interns, the offspring, the woman who is his wife. In the end, he tires. Then it was the anger came, the shouting down blind hospital halls, the final sullen silence. The pathologist's report, black ink on white paper, too dense to count, the tangled plaques in the sliver of brain fixed and stained upon the slide. I wept the only time, thinking of the thickening underbrush through which my father fought, the string of beads unstrung, the sea cliff shelving, the solid universe itself become what Coleridge called an immense heap of little things. Nothing new in that. Our own universe, they tell us, endlessly ramifies. At every quantum instant bifurcates, each outcome a new branch along some space-time line. The world a serpent shedding options like old skins. Everything that ever was, everything that might have been, is here somewhere. Down some diverging path in this enchanted wood, the hue for every changing leaf, the shape of every shifting cloud, even perhaps at the end of some quiet corridor, my father in sunlight seated, his troubled hands at peace. But of so many paths, we travel one. A tree's way is to branch and branch again, borne skyward by a rising tide of sap. No twig rejoins the twig it left. No leaf refuses with the leaf it grew beside. Always the aiming upward away from earth, always the leaving of what has been behind. Yet, here we are. To a silver creek in a favored wood we've come. It's early spring. My father's wife of 50 years, his sons and daughter, the ones they love, their children, all are here. I, who also snap my fingers at recollected anguish, I too am here. On a boulder in the stream we stand. We bow our heads beneath a canopy of newborn leaf. My father's flesh and bones, now fire refined, are a grayish powder. We strew his ashes in the stream, his dust between our fingers. Around how many boulders will this water flow? Divide, rejoin, divide, rejoin. Before it undivided bears my father's body to the sea.